and welcome to another episode of Palchi Palchingu. This is Esme.
Hi, I'm A. Hello, hello. Hi, Esme. How are you?
Hi, A. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good.
What have you been listening to this week?
So this week, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a surprise for anyone if they have been listening to us for a while now.
Yeah.
I get to be now as crazy as I want to be, okay? I've been listening to 17. What a surprise.
Surprise.
They have come back with Darling. You know, without you, I'm so lonely. When you're not here, now one more calling. Into your heat again, I'm diving. Darling you, baby. It's a pre-release for their May comeback, and it's the first all-in-English song for the group. I love it. But I mean,
this what is a surprise.
Exactly. But I mean, this is not like a surprise for anyone because I mean, it's 17 and I love 17. I'm a Kara completely. So, but I really like the song. Like, I was a bit scared because it's the first time that they do an all in English song. And yeah. I mean, we know that Woodsy has done song in English, D8 as well. Like, Joshua and Vernon have done a song in English, the two of them in the
and
last
they
album
speak English.
And they are, you know, natives, but I was a bit scared, but it's really good. Like, it has a really, really catchy chorus. Like, the melody is really, really good. It's very 17, the choreo and everything is very 17. So I'm really, really looking forward to the new album in May. They did a live for MTV Live Fresh Out, and Wonu obviously is not part of them there for obvious reasons. If you guys don't know, listen to our last episode. Thank you.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to repeat it because it's sad, so I don't even want to talk about it. I'm very happy. I'm very satisfied. I love the MV.
It's really cute.
It's very bright, very colorful, but
colorful.
Then...
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. Really colorful with all the hair colors and everything.
But then, you know, the end... So the theme, the topic of the song and what is it talking about is like... When somebody is really important in your life, like, we always think that all of the songs are love songs. Like, it's always talking about a loved one, like, romantically speaking. But they say that they can, like, you can apply this song to anyone that is important to you, anyone that you love, a friend, a family member, somebody that is, you know, a good influence to you. When they're in your life, when that person is in your life, everything is bright and everything's happy and everything is good. And when that person leaves, it doesn't matter what it is, because they're no longer in your life, because they have passed away. Like, you know, so something
people
happens.
People change and you get distance from one another.
Exactly.
Whatever.
So what happens when that person that was very important in your life leaves is that kind of feeling. And the MV is really good because it's very bright. And then at the end is the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, the MV really represents what happens, how your world gets destroyed when that person it's
how
no longer
feel
around
when that happens.
And it also gives me a Stranger Things vibes because at the end is like the upside down, like the colors are completely, you know, blue gray, like it's very that kind of way,
dark, more darker than before.
I really love it. I mean, I'm just, this is just a peak of what it's to come in May, so I'm really looking forward
to it. Looks really good.
Like, this is very bright and colorful and very like 17 when they do the cute bright
boyish
more thing. But you know what I love the most about 17 is when they do like more intense, dark,
powerful,
like powerful, you know, kind of concepts. So I'm kind of, because at the end of the MV it goes to dark from the brightness.
There's a change, like this is one and then comes the other one, the
so
other
I'm
part.
I'm hoping that we get something like
one side and the other one.
Exactly.
The opposite side.
Yeah. So that was obviously the highlight of my week.
Obviously.
But more things that I've been listening to. I spoke about Just Be when they debuted last year. And they had just had a comeback with Reload. And I really, really liked their debut song last year, Damage. I was not a fan of their last comeback, which was TikTok. I actually did not even mention it here because I did not like it. So, you know. But I really, really, really like this one. I really like Reload. It's very intense, very powerful kind of song. They have released the Studio Tune video. So, guys, if you want to check it out, it's really, really good. They also did it for Damage. So you can see the progression with their debut song and now with
the evolution they have.
Yeah. And I like it because they're positioning themselves as a performance group. Like, they're very focused on dancing and performance, like very, you know, powerful. But I really like that people that have watched in 2020 Island, they would know that Honu, it was kind of a big part of the favorites in the Island survival show, and he did not get to debut. Hee-sun and all of the other members that now are in Hyphen were really, really close friends with Honu, and they were super sad when he didn't debut and everything. So I'm really happy that he got to debut, and he is like really, really good singing live. Like, his vocals, like, we know he's known for his vocals, and Bane as well, and I really, really like them in this song. And also, just as a side note, like, can anyone tell me what have they been feeding, like, Lin Jimin? Because he suddenly is huge.
Chicken.
And he suddenly...
A lot of chicken.
Suddenly his hair, he has a perm, like long hair with a perm. And I'm like, hello, who are you? Like, if you have not watched it, please go and watch him. Because, you know, he's the center, he's the visual of the group. But he's this comeback, he's more of a visual. Yeah. So. And then, you know, like last week I was crazy about OSTs.
Yeah, you're still crazy about
OSTs. I'm still crazy about OSTs. Yeah. I don't know what's going on lately in my life. Well, yes, I know. I'm watching a lot of dramas. And that means that I'm listening to a lot of OSTs.
Yeah, that happens.
So the ones that I want to talk about today are both from the drama Soundtrack 1. Guys, if you're not watching it, I totally recommend it. Especially if you like those kind of stories that it's about friendships that turned into love, or the, you know, the dilemma between you have been friends with someone for a long time and you don't want to lose them as a friend, but you are developing feelings for that person, but you don't want to risk that friendship disappearing because there's someone that it's very important in your life. Is that kind of love story. So if you like that kind of thing,
that's lowly love.
It's really, really good. And Park Hyun-sik is in it, and you know,
I mean, that's the main reason
exactly
why she's watching it.
But okay, music, let's go back to music. So the OST, I already mentioned that Doyoung from NCT did a song for this drama actually 2 episodes ago, and now I want to talk about Lee Hi, one of our girls.
Obviously, I mean, she's also a OST girl.
So the song is called Will Shine Brighter Than Any Other Star. It's so beautiful. It's not a ballad. It's a calm kind of song, but it's a bright song. Like, it gets you into a good mood, you know? Like, it's nice. It gives you a smile. Like, you smile after listening to it. So I really, really like it. The entire OST for this drama is seriously a delight to listen to. Like, all of the songs of this drama are really, really good. And that takes me to my next one. So another one that has released a song for this drama is Kyuhyun from Super Junior.
Another one, king of the OST.
The song is called Love Beyond Words. Obviously, he shines in it because, I mean, what you were saying, he's the prince of ballads, as we always say. And I mean, he...
Second generations have a really good vocal.
Yeah. And especially for OSTs, all the ballads, like Real World. I really, really like it because you know that Kyuhyun has done a lot of OSTs.
Yeah.
And I love it because every time that I'm watching a drama and I don't know who's singing the OST.
He just looks Kyuhyun and he appears.
But that's the thing, like the second that you listen to the song, the first episode of a drama, and the song gets played, and you're literally instantly, this is Kyuhyun. It's so, you recognize him so easily.
You just recognize his style of singing in the dramas and his voice, obviously.
This song is so beautiful, guys. Like, I love it. I mean, it's a ballad, you know, it's one of those OST ballads. But to me, when you're in that mood, when you want to listen to ballads and to, you know, emotional kind of music to move you inside, to move your emotions and to make you cry, why not? This is just, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful. So listen to it, guys. And then the last thing that I've not really been listening to it because...
I mean, you have played it to me and I didn't like it.
I don't like it either. But I wanted to mention the reason why here. First, because I love him. and everybody knows. I'm talking about Taeyong from NCT. He has released Love Theory with Wonstein. It's a cute and bright song, and it's, you know, very Taeyong style, and the MV is very, you know, colorful and pink and cute and everything. But the problem that I have with this song is the rhymes in the chorus for me are a little bit forced. And I know it's Taeyong and I love him to bits. And I mean, I love NCT and I love Taeyong, and Taeyong is one of my favorite idols. But when you are trying to fit into a line, into a rhyme, the word dictionary, to rhyme it with the word theory and what is the other one? Fairy. It's like those are three syllables words. But dictionary, it's five.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't work. And it just feels to me so forced that I cannot, like, I cannot let it slide. You know that in K-pop, this happens a lot. And they do a lot of rhymes sometimes that are a bit forced. You're like, you're forcing
really
this.
Forced. Like, you're saying too much just to fit it.
And also because it's in the chorus. You know, most of the time, those kind of rhymes that are a bit forced are in the rapper section.
Here sometimes you don't even hear them, like they they are really well put into the song, like with the music or a beat or whatever, but this time,
but it's in the chorus. That's the problem. It's literally in the chorus, so it's like,
and you can hear it more in Taeyong than in Wonstein.
So that's the thing. It's impossible not to hear. It's like in other places, in other songs, you can let it slide. You're like, okay, it's a bit forced, but but here when I listened to the song, I was like, no.
Didn't like it.
I don't like it either. But what I wanted to mention about this as well is that Wonstein is the star of this year. He has been collaborating nonstop everywhere with Epic High. The OST of 2521 was with Wonstein as well. Now with Taeyong. Do you remember what we always said, that last year it was PH1, the trend to collaborate with everybody?
Yeah.
This year, I think, is Wonstein.
Yeah, but he has been low profile for a long, long time. He has been collaborating with a lot of people, doing really great songs for almost 2 years. But now, I don't know why, maybe it's because he went into the Survival show, he's getting more attention, but he has been with the big ones. You know, with Jay Park and everything. Like,
I know. But I think right now it's like, you know how people get into trends?
Yeah.
Like, there's some people that just...
Same trend.
Now it's his trend. Seriously. And to be honest, like, when I talk about the 2521 OST in past episodes, I did not mention him, but his song in the OST... Like, the entire OST for that drama is amazing, but his song as well, like, is one of my favorite ones. And, like, I just think he's the go-to person right now.
It's what you were saying. There are trends of people, and last year was PH1.
Mm.
This year, Wonstein. We will see what happens after summer. Maybe it's changed. We don't know. But I think for him to collaborate with idols now is like a new door opening, because he has been in the hip-hop scenario really low profile. But now, I mean, Taeyong and NCT, we are not talking about a new group or whatever. No, we are talking with the leader of one of the biggest groups.
If you're not getting it, biggest as in the biggest in the world, famous ones, and also biggest in numbers.
Yeah, I was meaning bigger in number. Like,
so you tell me, what have you been listening to?
Well, one of our queens is back.
Yes.
And once again, she has broke her record.
Yes.
Like, in one day, 4 million views of the MV. She is trend. She's in trend also. Like, it's been a long journey, like she says, for her to be here, like 15 years. But now she's everywhere and she's doing it so, so good. And the good thing is that she's getting the recognition that she deserves. We are talking about Jessie, guys. If you don't know, she's one of our main favorite female artists of the moment. She's back with Zoom.
Hey. Zoom in, zoom out, okay. Zoom in, zoom out, okay. Zoom in, zoom out, okay. Baby,
it's a catchy song. It's really different from the previous one, and it's not so powerful, like, musically speaking, but the lyrics are really, really Jessie, like, putting everything out there, like, saying what you're doing, that she doesn't care. The envy, not one of my favorites, I have to say. It's not that I don't like it, but I think she has better ones. It's really her in the sense of there's a moment where they are all wearing like basket t-shirts with the sneakers and everything. It's really her. Not the kind of envy that I expected for this song. I really like it more, for example, Cold Blooded.
Yeah, but I mean, that was an icon with the Women's Street Fighter crew and everything. She's back with the Women's Street Fighter crew, like some of the dancers as well. But I really like how playful she is in this song. Like, she's being very cheeky and playful. And that's the change. Like, it's not as intense as other songs.
It's intense, but in a playful way.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not so hardcore, powerful, like, I'm here and I'm saying, like, she's lecturing you.
Yeah. She's being cheeky.
Yeah.
She's being playful.
But at the same time, she's saying what she has to say.
She's saying things, but, you know, in a playful way, in a cheeky way. And like, she's like, you know,
I'm going to say this to you with a smile.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it anyway. And I think it's really in the line of what she's been doing for the past year and a half, 2 years, since Nunu Nana. When the song was released, I put, you know, in Spotify, Jessie, and I let it play. And I discovered other songs that were really, really good, but really old ones that I haven't listened to before. And she's so good.
I like in this song a lot, like, we always focus on Jessie being a rapper.
No, but she's really good
but
singer.
She's an amazing vocalist. I love when she raps. I love the sassiness and, you know, the attitude that she has when she raps. But I love her parts in the songs when she's actually singing. She's such an amazing singer. She's so underrated. Like, people don't take her, because she is, you know, that she was in a rapper show and everything, and they take her as, you know, this kind of troublemaker, kind of an in-your-face kind of woman. She's such an amazing singer. And then her personality, yes, she's very honest and she's very, you know, in-your-face, and she's very straightforward and real. And
that's the really reason, soft.
That's the reason why we like her. But she's also really funny, very playful, very emotional.
Yeah.
Like, and I think people, because of what you were saying, what she's been doing since Nunu Nana, when she became, like, that was her moment of the breakdown moment of, okay, I'm here and I'm a star. Since then, with the variety shows, with her shutter view, with,
like, everyone wants to be there now.
Everyone wants to be there, because Jessie is proven, like, she's proven herself that she's a good person, that she's funny, that she's nice, that she's
a
hard worker,
host.
That, you know, and everybody wants to be involved with her because she's proven that she's not only a good singer or a good rapper, she's a good person, a good host, an entertainer.
I like it because she's breaking the rules of what a female host is supposed to be. Yeah, there are guests, male guests, that, or even female guests, that get surprised on how honest and direct she is when talking about certain topics.
Yeah,
that
taboo topics.
Taboo kind of topics for the Korean society. But she's doing it in a really natural way. And that's what I think people is liking about her, that she's so natural.
She makes everybody feel comfortable enough so that they can lose themselves.
And everyone says it when they go to the show.
And I think this is her moment, and it should be. Like, I think she deserves all of this.
Not only musically speaking, but also with all the other things she's doing. As you can see, guys, we love Jessie.
Yeah.
A lot. And then one of our shiny princesses, Onew, is back. She took care of rolling down.
No, yeah, yeah, don't change all my heart. I really like this song, Dice. I really like the MV because there's a lot of Squid Game kind of references in the MV. I really like it.
I like it. I think that it was about time that he make, you know, something that you feel like Onew is back.
He looks super cute though in this MV, and super colorful and everything.
It's the same as we were saying with Jessie. He's the kind of person that you see him and you think, what a wonderful person he is.
He has that kind of smile
he's
and
naive.
Face.
He's so innocent, so naive, but at the same time, he can be so mature.
He's just nice. I mean, if you think of Onew, Everyone loves him. He's so huggable. He's one of those people that you want to give a hug to.
And to take care of.
Because like, he smiles. When he smiles, you feel warm. Onyu has that kind of thing about him. And I mean, it's what you have mentioned before when we have been talking about Shiny. That's why all the members love him and respect him so much.
We have more songs in the album, 6 songs in total. And his vocals in every one of them are insane. Oh, well, I love Shiny. Well, we love Shiny. Mm. So I think that every time we talk about any member of Shiny, we say the same thing.
Our eyes are just, you know, super bright.
Yeah, we love all of them together and separately. Like, anything they do, we love it. Let's just stop and go to the news section.
Okay, news. What do we have in news?
Well, we have one of our favorite groups member coming back. And one of our favorite members. But guys, we're talking about Rewook. We all know him. He's one of the magnets of Super Junior. He's coming back with his first solo album. I mean, he also has a really, really great voice.
He's amazing.
He's really high-pitched notes. Yeah.
To me, he has one of the most amazing voices in K-pop.
Then Icon is coming back with their 4th mini album, Flashback, on the 3rd of May. And I think that this is going to be their last comeback with all the members. Mm. I get the feeling. I don't know why. You know that this weekend was Coachella.
Yes.
And we have 3 Asian big ones. We had Epic High.
Yes.
No words. Because I'm really mad that I couldn't be there. So I'm not going to talk about it. And yesterday was CL's stage. Surprise, surprise, 21 was performing all the 4 members.
21 come back.
In 6 years.
It was crazy. People are going mental.
Yeah, it was. Do you remember when Beyoncé did the halftime show?
Yeah.
This is the same. And suddenly appeared Destiny Child. This is the same thing. No one expected. There was no clue. There was nothing, no rumor, anything that makes suspect that the members were even in America.
People went mental. Yeah, yeah,
like,
they went mental.
Like, didn't expect anything. I was really surprised when I saw it. This could be possible because all of 4 members are out of YG. If not, if Sandara Pare was the last one, if she still was in YG, she couldn't have done it. So, thank God. And last one. YG related, also a lot of news from YG. You know that Big Bang released song we talked about in the last episode. We are so happy. And nowadays it's trend to do the reaction for the MV. And obviously, Big Bang was not going to their own. So what YG did, he chose Icon, Treasure, and Winner, and they show the MV to them, and they record the reactions. Like, it was really, really beautiful to see how they look up to the Sunbeast. And they did it like it was a cinema. They really did it really well. And in Treasure, there was one of the guys, I'm so sorry, I don't know the names. He started crying watching the Emmy. And he said, I grew up with Big Bang music, and they have been there when I cry and when I laugh. And there's a sentence that really came through my chest, like, I really felt it and I couldn't stop crying. And he was not the only one. There were other ones that were like, I'm not crying, you are, but they were crying. And the other ones, Winner and Icon, they have been with them. I mean, they know them, they have been in concerts with them, and they know them personally in shows and everything. So it was more like a feeling of respect and admiration for the Sunbeast. They were saying like, Big Bang is Big Bang. Anything that they do is gonna be good. In fact, they have won without even make any.
Not a single show appearance. And
they are not going to make it.
No, of course.
That's the power that they have. And it was really good to see. It's a different kind of reaction envy. I know that in SM they have done it, but maybe with other members or things like that. But it was really good to take the younger generations to see the Sunbeast, I mean YG, the Big Bang created, not created, but is the star. Big Bang put YG on the map, like a big, big company. So I can imagine watching that, like, in a preview before everyone else, like, wow. And I'm in the same company and I'm following the steps of these people. Wow. So it's really nice. It's kind of cute to see the younger ones being so, so, so emotional about, like, we are so honored that we have been chosen to do this. And if you follow Desson's YouTube channel, he has done a lot of behind the scenes for his part. He couldn't record any of the other members, but he has recorded some of his behind the scenes. It's really funny. Like, he talks like we don't know it's him. It's like, we know it's you. So what do you have for me? What news do you have?
So this week is all about comebacks. We're entering May territory, right?
Pre-summer.
And what happens? You know, last year we said this, so it's always March and May are kind of crazy. April as well. This April has been quite, you know, quite busy with comebacks. But May, it's going to be... Wait for it, guys. First news, really, really awaited news. Hive Entertainment has announced their new girl group. First girl group for Hive Entertainment. Okay. Les Serafim. And they're going to debut on the 2nd of May. This has created a lot of expectation because it's going to be the first female group in Hive. So it has to be a really good one.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Exactly. So this is the thing. Like, it's a really, really awaited thing to happen in Hive. The first girl group that is going to debut. So they have these poor kids. They have a lot of pressure because this is Hive. We're talking about Hive Entertainment. I mean, BTS. This is BTS, TXT, and Hyphen. So this is a big thing that they're going to debut the first girl group. And there's a lot of eyes looking at them. So stay tuned. I mean, they're going to debut on the 2nd of May. We will talk about it when they do. So
they are going to have a really hard time, I think.
They're
going
to be compared to aespa. They're going to be compared to IVE. They're
going
to be compared to all the new groups, the girl groups that have debuted in the past 2 years. Because if they don't make it as big as these groups that have debuted in the last 2 years, it's going to be a failure. And that's where the pressure is. It's not about the male groups that are in their company. It's not about that. It's about, okay, Hive Entertainment is debuted a girl group. They have to be at least on the same level as aespa. Or any of the girl groups that have debuted in the last 2 years that have made it big. Even Kepler, the group that was from the Planet 999 survival show, they had one of the best debuts in the last 2 years. And it's that pressure of, okay, we're a group from Hive Entertainment, so we have to debut and we have to make it better than all of these groups that debuted in the last 2 years. And that's where the pressure is coming from. Then talking about Hive Entertainment, TXT... We talked about it last week that they had announced that they were going to have their comeback in May, but now they have released the date. So it's going to be the 9th of May, and it's their upcoming album that it's called Minisode 2, Thursday's Child. More announcements, and this one is kind of legendary.
Yes.
Psy, he has announced his first comeback in 5 years. It's going to be the 29th of April, and it's his 9th album. And then another one of our discoveries of last year.
Yes.
Woods. He has announced his new album for May as well. It's going to be released on the 4th of May.
Oh my God, May.
And it's called Colorful Trauma. And then the most important one, guys, for me and for everybody in the K-pop industry, I'm really happy and everybody's going mental right now. BTS has finally announced a new album. It was announced with a video that have their evolution, right? Since they debuted until now, like photos of all of the members when they debuted and nowadays. The video at the end reads, "We are bulletproof," obviously, which is one of the main sentences and mottos of BTS.
And they are.
And the release date is the 10th of June. So I'm so looking forward to this because I have been saying every time that we have been talking about BTS and about, you know, the awards shows, the awards they were nominated, when they release Permission to Dance, when they release Butter, when they release Dynamite. Yes, it's great that they release all of the English songs and they have gained a lot of popularity in the United States and they have won a lot of awards in the United States for all of these songs. And it's great and it's fantastic for them and I'm very happy for them. But the music that I like from BTS is their Korean music. And I have been saying for a long time, since they did last year Life Goes On, and Life Goes On were 6 songs and they were great, but I wanted a full album. I'm really happy that they announced it in the concert in Las Vegas. They're having the time of their lives. Like, all of the footage of the concerts in Las Vegas, they look so happy to be in front of people and performing in front of people again. I'm just really looking forward to new music, but really BTS music. Like, I understand that some people might get offended or might not like me saying this, but I do not really consider Dynamite, Butter, and Permission to Dance BTS music, because it's more for the Grammys music. It's catered exclusively for the US market. Let's be honest. Like, those 3 songs, I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm not saying, I'm not criticizing.
Was to get into the Grammys.
Exactly. Like, I'm not criticizing it. I understand means to an end. I mean, I understand the reason why they did it.
They saw an opportunity to do it, and they try it.
I miss seeing them in the music shows. Can we have, please, BTS back performing in the music shows as they used to
do? It's been so long.
It's been since January 2020. Since January 2020, 2 years that they have not performed in music shows in Korea. So that was all for today, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode and you join us for the next one.
With a lot of new music.
And a lot of May comebacks.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.